The views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of the staff and management of WKAC.
It's time now for Tennessee Valley Spotlight, brought to you by Witt's Barbecue. Now here's your host, Allie Turner.
Well, good morning, everybody, on a gorgeous and yet muggy Memorial Day. And you know what? I'm going to do something that shows the changes that have occurred in my life. I always used to say, Happy Memorial Day. And didn't get it how completely goofy that was. And I really didn't get it until I went to Iraq. If this is your first time listening to the Tennessee Valley Spotlight, just real quickly, my story is that I spent several years as a feminista, socialista, liberalista, and then 50 years ago, yeah, hippie chick. And then 50 years ago, during the Jesus People movement, I like to tell people that I had a head-on collision with Yeshua. We were playing chicken. He didn't blink. I ended up in his ICU, and his nurses will tell you that most days I'm making progress. Well, for years, even after I got saved, I just looked at Memorial Day as the kickoff of the summer vacation season. It's when you started barbecuing. If you needed to buy a mattress, that's when you did it. And I just was completely out of touch about what Memorial Day was all about. And it really didn't begin to change in me until I went to Iraq. Now, I do want to tell you this. In Iraq, we would have barbecues on holidays. And we had some awesome barbecues for the soldiers. And the reason why was in our department, which was morale, welfare, and recreation, the purpose of our department was to bring as much home to theater as possible. What I mean by that was bring the kinds of touches that would be what the soldiers would be experiencing at home in order to build their morale. So, yeah. We had Memorial Day picnics, and they were fun, and we had games, and we had races, and we had events. We did the things that have kind of morphed into the American celebration of the holiday. But for me personally, and yep, I already know I'm going to be getting pretty misty-eyed through this, so because of being given such an extravagant second chance, what I do on Memorial Day, I mean, you know, if you were going to invite us over for your cookout, of course we would come. But I try and make a portion of the day be about remembering the fallen. And so what I'm going to do after I finish this broadcast with an amazing guest who has also become a really dear friend is I'm going to go to Jerry Barksdale's grave. And he didn't see combat, that's true, but he served honorably in the National Guard and for our area, and he was my friend. And he wrote for the paper, and he was, as you know, kind of our resident rascal and our local garrison keeler, and that was the guy. And you know what? I miss him. I miss his humor, and I miss just hearing from him, reading his stuff, laughing, crying, that kind of stuff. But I also want to honor what he did for our vets. And he was a founding member of the Vets Museum. And he also took it upon himself to interview scores of vets from every campaign beginning with World War II and captured their stories. And as someone who is a writer and a newspaper publisher and a story curator, I guess, and protector of stories, that part of Jer's life is something that I know that I will only continue to increase my admiration and my gratitude for. So that's what I'm doing after I get done here. And I am really thankful that we live in the United States of America and that we have people who are willing to lay down their lives for us. Mayor Ronnie posted a remarkable 5-minute animated video about the price of freedom. And I would really encourage you to go to his Facebook site if you haven't seen it. It was put out by Jocko, can't remember his last name, but he's a former Navy SEAL and has taken his Navy SEAL experience and parlayed it into training for leadership. And it's something that guys are probably going to resonate with more than women will. But I will say this, from having looked into his stuff, it's outstanding. And it's basically about becoming immovable, being a team player, recognizing sacrifice, and becoming your best self. And that's something that applies to men and women, young and old, Americans and everywhere else. So I would encourage you, if you don't have a way, because of our COVID capers, to quote-unquote celebrate Memorial Day, then let social media work for you and go watch that video. It's just 5 minutes, and I don't think I've ever heard anything that nails it better, unless it's the book of my friend Lisa Worthy Smith. And in a moment of shameless free market capitalism, I want you to know that her story is on the front cover of the current edition of Athens Now. And Lisa is going to tell us more about what led to this story and why it's so important. And I'm sure I'll cry all the way through that too, because 50 years ago when all this stuff was going down, I was clearly part of the problem and not part of the solution. I would have been, if I had been in media at the time, I would have been involved in the schools of journalism and the approach to network news and newspaper news that so horribly affected our nation, and in particular our soldiers. And like I said, I've gotten a chance to I've been given a second chance, and I just want to, Lisa has been here before, and Lisa has also co-written with Ton Boyer, Ton who escaped from Vietnam as a young teenager. They got together and told Ton's story, which is a total page-turner. You cannot put it down. And I have in my hand a personally autographed copy of Lisa's book, and that's another one of the ways I'm going to celebrate, quote-unquote, Memorial Day, is take a deep dive into the pain of having been deceived. And that really is what it was. I was straight-up deceived willingly. There certainly was a lot of rebellion going on amongst youth. And so at that point in our history, we wore buttons that said, never trust anybody over 30. Now I've hit that 2+ times and have grandchildren. And I'm sure God is smiling and saying, how are you doing with eating that humble pie, honey? Do you want a little ice cream with it? Well, Lisa is my ice cream, because she does such an excellent job of being both compassionate and hard-hitting in her work. I respect her greatly as a fellow author, and I'm glad she's here in North Alabama. And so when we come back from the break, we're just going to get going, and we're going to talk about unsung heroes, the Vietnam War casualties, and the facts we forgot to remember. So stay tuned. This is the Tennessee Valley Spotlight. I'm Allie Turner, and we'll be back in just a couple.
Severe weather can strike the Tennessee Valley at any time. Be prepared. Stay alert. Sign up now for the free Alabama Safety Net program, the smart way to get instant severe weather messages straight to your mobile device or computer. And best of all, it's free. Safety Net only sends messages when storms are in the areas you set up. Sign up today at WKAC1080.com and be better prepared for tomorrow. Alabama Safety Net from Barron Services and WKAC1080.com.
Hello everyone, this is Mark again out at Witch Barbecue, and I want you to try and picture this scene. It's really the birth of a tradition. Early morning, the sun's almost up, hickory wood being piled into the wood box. The little boy watching his father load the wood box, lighting the fire, and smoke gradually rising, blanketing the whole area with smoke hovering just above tree height. The smell is overwhelming, and it's a beautiful sight, and it's one that I've experienced since I was a kid, where each morning for almost 44 years now, I or some member of my family have begun their day that same way. We still cook the old-fashioned way like that, with real hickory wood, to give our barbecue that trademark sensation. So I want you to remember that tradition that I'm talking to you about, how we begin every day with fire and smoke, and I want you to end your day by dropping by and taking home a pound of the best southern hickory smoked barbecue in the nation. That's Witz. there's one near you.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. Bottom line, I just want the news that matters. So I turn to my local radio and TV stations. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town, people I know and trust, for the best entertainment, sports, news, weather, and traffic, anytime, anywhere. I stay local. Support your local stations. Text RADIO to 52886. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Give us your thoughts by calling 232-6828. We're back with more of Tennessee Valley Spotlight on WKAC.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Allie Turner. And in the studio with me, returning to the studio, is Lisa Worthy-Smith, who has just published a new book that is called Unsung Heroes, The Vietnam War Casualties, and the Facts We Forgot to Remember. Man, that is just such a... such a weighty title. And before we get to getting, girl, vets, especially Vietnam vets, if you're listening, please feel free to call in. We want this broadcast to especially be healing for your hearts. And I know that in our area, our non-vets have been honored greatly. They have. And much of the damage that people like I did has been undone. But there's always room for more grace and more healing and more reconciliation and more everything. So we serve an extravagant God who is pours out abundantly. Truly, we are blessed out of our boots. So if you want to call and comment, please feel free. This is your day. It's Memorial Day. This is your day. So Lisa, my girl, take it away and please tell us, first of all, thank you for being here. And please tell us how you got going with this particular book.
Oh, Allie, excuse me, thank you so much. The blessing is all mine. All mine, my dear. I was approached by a couple from Morgan County who had become very active in veterans associations. And we met from time to time at various events, and they told me what they were doing late last fall, as trying to find all the Vietnam veterans from Morgan County who had died in Vietnam. And as they searched for all of those records and all of those grave sites, they found some that were in total disrepair, totally unacknowledged. Because it had been so long, many of the family members had moved on to other places or died. Mm-hmm. Of course, the parents had died. And there was just very little acknowledgement that they ever served in the Vietnam War. And they found that totally unacceptable.
Absolutely.
Don told me, these men served under a flag. They fought under the flag. They came home draped under a flag. And if that doesn't grab your hankies,
yeah.
He said, they deserve to have a flag flying over them now.
Yes.
And that just absolutely broke my heart. I was ashamed that it had taken so long for us to even acknowledge their service. This was an era when these men came home to families for perhaps just a quick burial, and that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't even acknowledged as the heroes as World War One and World War Two veterans
in
were.
Korea.
There were no ticker tape parades for these young men. So as that climate changed, our honoring of our veterans changed. And part of why it changed was what I discovered while I wrote the book. I thought this was going to be a book, a sweet little story about these men and telling their stories, telling their lives unlived, the short portion that they were able to enjoy. And then, I'm sorry, a healing for their families. But as I researched, there was another story that demanded to be told because I discovered how easily so many, like you, were deceived by the enemy who called himself socialism but demonstrated it through communism. Our freedom, you've already mentioned, and we do observe I'm so sorry. We do observe Memorial Day rather than celebrate it.
Well said. Yeah, it really is. If you can observe it.
It's
a solemn assembly in a lot of respects. It's a throwback to Israel.
As was Moses.
Yeah, it's a solemn assembly and it deserves to be.
So I'm thankful to be able to tell their stories and the need to preserve our freedom. As their stories were told, mingled with the history, I saw how fragile freedom is.
Yes.
So many places in Europe fell from freedom to socialism because of one or two men who incited crowds into a frenzy and then started slipping in little insights to taint their thoughts and twist their thoughts. For one, to blame the Jews for all the ills. Mm-hmm. Of course, you would recognize that from Hitler. But as he did so, the people began to believe it because they heard it so many times and it turned their hearts.
And I would like to comment about that. What I'm about to tell you is as true as it is bizarre, but this will demonstrate the power of oratory and repetition, okay? In 1967, see, I grew up in a conservative home. We went to a mainline denominational church that had kind of morphed into social gospel. But still, I mean, the same hymns that you would sing in any evangelical church today, we sang, but the gospel itself was never preached. And I cannot prove this, but I can tell you what happened, and you can draw your own conclusion. We were also, I mean, I'm 66 years old. I was born in 1953. And when we were growing up in the 50s and 60s, there was never any question as to whether or not Israel had a right to exist. There was no question as to, you just didn't have the kinds of things being thought, said, and promoted. Now, I mean, there's always going to be a lie. There always is, okay? And interestingly, think of this in terms of history. The Six-Day War had just happened, okay? Cover of Life magazine, even Life magazine called it a miracle. Everybody, the planet knew it was a miracle. You cannot see biblical-style victories like what occurred in the Six-Day War and not acknowledge the fact that somebody greater than the IDF and their strategies had prevailed. Okay, it was a done deal. There was no question. And I went to a youth retreat, and I cannot prove this, and I know it sounds strange, but I think that when you look at the infiltration of socialism and communism into all kinds of things, including schools and churches, I think that probably the church that I went to and the denomination that I grew up in was targeted. And so I went to a weekend youth group retreat. And guess what I was subjected to? The entire 7-hour Leni Riefenstahl documentary of Hitler for 7 hours. I don't even remember if we broke for lunch, okay? Now, this is strange because I went in to that situation and I'm a kid, right? But goodness, we had dinner every night and we had discussions and critical thinking skills were still present, but it shows you the gravity of the spiritual battle that was going on. I went into that thinking, oh, for crying out loud, it's Hitler. Everybody knows that Hitler was a bad guy, et cetera, et cetera. And I am telling you, at the end of watching that reel, this is old days of, you know, where you ran movies through reels, I came out and I had this horrifying thought. And that was, you know, he's got a point. Mm. At Six-Day War, had just happened. Grew up in a pro-Israel house, a pro-Israel nation, knew what had happened in World War II, and came out after 7 hours of intense brainwashing. I mean, it was one of the most horrible incidents of my life. So that was my first adventure in the process of being deceived. Now, granted, I came out of that. I gained my senses with regard to World War II, Hitler, and Israel back. But socialism is a very powerful, seductive deception. And I did fully become seduced. So the following year, that's 1968, was when Russia invaded Czechoslovakia. Back to Life magazine again. Big old Life magazine. I don't even know how I had the money to do that stuff. I'm seriously. As a publisher, I am going, where did you? Anyway, I can remember being in my social studies class in the ninth grade and looking at the picture of the tanks that were rolling into Prague. It was a very famous Life magazine cover. And I said out loud, they would never do something like that. That's how deceived I was as a kid. And that's why kids get targeted. They are under attack. We were under attack 50 years ago. Ain't nothing new under the sun. And so my reason for, you know, burying my heart here is that, first of all, it's extremely humbling to have to admit you were deceived on a number of fronts. But it's also an acknowledgement of the power of the story and how important it is to tell the truth, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Don't whitewash it. Don't minimize it. Where it's good, let it be good. Where it's ugly, let it be ugly. Where it's bad, let it be bad. And understand that all of it has redemptive potential if you put it in the inbox of the Almighty. But yeah, being deceived and then having to undergo a regimen of self-unbrainwash, if you will, which at times even felt physically painful because of the decisions that I had to make to embrace the facts no matter what my emotions said. So, yeah, I'm right there with you, girl. It's something.
That's part of the writing of the book, part of the reason, part of the underlying motive, if you will, to take a step back. I think it's been long enough now after the Vietnam War that we can take a step back. We can take a realistic look at the facts of what happened. Mm-hmm. That's why I added that to the subtitle. Rather than the emotion, we've grown into a culture of listening to opinion and taking it as fact.
Yes.
This book takes a look at the facts. And the facts are we were misled as the war went on. We started hearing opinion. We took, for instance, Walter Cronkite's opinion came out when he went to Vietnam, and he gave his opinion that the war would end in a stalemate, that we could never win. And so when Lyndon Johnson heard that, he said, well, if we've lost Walter Cronkite, we've lost Middle America. And he announced shortly after that he's not running for president anymore. And then they started the downdraw.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, Cronkite and most other reporters had reported the news, the facts. And once that trend stopped and the media who were embedded and took the pictures and people saw the horrors of the war along with the opinions of the war, mm-hmm. Gradually the country shifted and the thought shifted. And the idea was, it's not worth it. Why are we fighting? Why are we sending our young men to die? And the turnover rate was pretty hefty. Many of them were there only a few weeks or months.
And so when we come back, we're gonna deal with that question. What were we doing there? Because I think that while people don't have the same angst, it's not up on our radar like it was, I think that it's time that a generation be told the actual truth from a military standpoint, a philosophical standpoint, from a religious standpoint, a historical standpoint. People need to know the truth and then make their own decisions. This is Allie Turner. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes and hear more from my friend Lisa Worthy-Smith about the unsung heroes, the Vietnam War casualties, and the facts we forgot to remember.
Thank you. Proper use and maintenance of gas appliances will help you enjoy years of safe and reliable service. Inspect the flame on your gas appliance periodically. Should you ever have a yellow flame, your burner may not be operating efficiently. This could be a sign of improper ventilation and could possibly give off carbon monoxide, a highly toxic gas. Call the trained technicians at Athens Gas Department, 232-1440. They know how to spot problems. This natural gas safety tip has been brought to you by Athens Gas Department, keeping the city of Athens informed.
This is you getting snacks from the pantry.
Meh.
This is you getting snacks from the DQ 2 for $4 Super Snack Menu.
Wow!
And mixing and matching any two snacks, like the new lemonade Twisty Misty with a chili dog.
Uh-huh!
A cheeseburger with fries.
What?
Or even pretzel sticks with a sundae.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
The DQ 2 for $4 Super Snack Menu. Two snacks, $4. Get your
Woo!
On. Look for drive-thru and takeout options at your DQ. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
The 375,000 acres that make up the three ranger districts of Talladega National Forest were purchased by the federal government in 1936 as part of an effort to restore clear-cut timberlands and farmlands no longer capable of producing crops. The beautiful reserve includes the 102-mile Pinhoti National Trail System and Alabama's highest and second highest points, Mount Cheeha and Duggar Mountain.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
WKAC Monday weather.
Well, for your Memorial Day, we're going to see isolated showers and storms possible, really a continuation of the forecast we've had the last few days. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Overall, be safe out there. Temperatures for the next few days stay in the 80s with morning lows around 70 degrees. Just keep in mind a few of the storms in the afternoon could be on the strong side. I'm 48 First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brad Travis on WKAC.
The views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of the staff and management of WKAC.
If you'd like to call the show, just dial 232-6828. Now more of Tennessee Valley Spotlight on 1080 WKAC.
Welcome back, everybody. We are in the office of WKAC. Sometimes we call it the padded room. Truly, because
it's
it is.
The studio.
The studio, yes, indeed.
We're and it's in carpeted, not padded.
Well, there's padding underneath. It's appropriate because sometimes we toss around some really crazy-making concepts. And, you know, for people, watch this segue. This is going to be good. For people like me from 50 years ago, the Vietnam War was enough to make you crazy because you were being told things that certainly weren't consistent with what I knew my own father to be as a soldier. We were blowing up campuses and inner cities, and I mean, it was just a nutcake time all the way around. And unfortunately, the media had a great deal to do with it, and I have to point out the irony that the God of Second Chances sent me on a field trip to Iraq to get it straight. And then, wouldn't you know, he had me become a part of the media. Now, that is some serious irony. And I have the great joy of trying to do my job well and equitably. And so a moment like this that 50 years ago we would not have been having, my joy is to be able to just talk about the facts. And one thing, too, that I want to point out about Lisa is that she's been a Blue Star mom. She's been a mom herself who has had her son be involved in a controversial war. And you've had to pay some dues. If I remember correctly, what you said was that you earned your grades and you wore out your knees, basically, while he was there.
That's right.
Yeah, good highlight job, though, baby. I would never think that, but I can understand that the grays definitely have a way of cropping up when we're praying for our kids. So let's pretend that it's 50 years ago, and I am my goofed up self, And you have just found out, you've done the deep dive, you've done the research, and we are sitting in the same room, and I'm throwing at you all the slogans and all the, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, what are we fighting for? You know, that just Country Joe and the Fish. I mean, let's pretend we are there. What would be, providing, of course, that I was open, which I probably wouldn't have been at the time, but just for the sake of illustration, what would be the first thing that you would tell me about, did you know that when it comes to the history of the French being in Vietnam, you know, certainly there was colonization. Let's just go in and grapple with it, shall we?
Oh, wow. That's a loaded question.
It is, and it's not a gotcha, so you just...
It has to do with your freedom.
Yes.
I suppose I would first ask you, how much do you value your freedom?
Good question.
Because that's why they were there. In all of these wars, whether it was in Germany or Russia or Vietnam, it was a matter of freedom.
Yes.
Freedom was at stake. The socialist, and I learned during the research, Nazi stands for National Socialist.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a German term.
Right. Many people do, and you kind of go, ka-kung. Mm-hmm.
And the more research I did on all of these entities who tried to take power, the more socialism cropped up.
Yes.
Now, they behaved under communism, but they called it a more likable term under socialism, mm-hmm. and, of course, all the promises that go with that. But the promises were only fluff. For instance, Cuba is recent enough that you would probably remember that when Castro came in, and he called himself a socialist, although he quietly adhered to the hardline Marxist communism, but he promised all of these things. When I come in, I am going to help you with education. We are going to take care of our infrastructure. Everybody is going to be equal, and I will take care of you. And he did a lot of things. He did improve the education system. He did improve the roads, but within 2 years, they were bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
The money coming in did not equate or refill the money going out. So socialism is a good idea in theory, but as far as having equality and having people taken care of, but in reality, Christ has told us, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Come on.
We have a perfectly perfect styled system mm-hmm. set up by God,
mm-hmm.
and that is we take responsibility. We take responsibility and we suffer consequences of our actions and responsibility for our actions. Under communism, you have no more responsibility because they take the place of God.
Mm-hmm.
They remove God from you and from your thinking, because if there is a God, and there is an absolute right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But when they remove that element from your faith, from your understanding of the truth, that there is a right and wrong, and God gets to decide that, then they get to decide what's right and wrong,
that's
who
right.
lives, who dies, what you get, what you don't. And you become entirely beholden to them rather than God.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to slip out God first. So if you value your freedom, and our freedom comes only from God, even when Jesus was on earth, the Jews didn't live in political freedom, but he died to give us our soul's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Our
and no
truth.
One can take that from you, no matter what oppressive, truly oppressive state is in power. You can, and their stories are endless of people who manage to live in a state of peace even when everything around them is truly oppressive.
So this is not a political statement against one economy or one political venue or another. It's a realization of how we live in responsibility to God, under God's ownership.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, and I'm going to tell you right now the question I'm going to ask you, so be thinking about it. Besides finding out that Nazi stood for socialism, what was the thing that just made you go, what, when you found it? We'll talk about that when you get back.
You know you can hear WKAC on the radio, on your computer, and on your smartphone, but now here's another way. Alexa, play WKAC.
WKAC from TuneIn.
Hello, it's me.
That's right. If you're the proud owner of an Amazon Echo device, Alexa will direct you to your favorite oldies on WKAC via the TuneIn radio app. And it's absolutely free. Just say, Alexa, play WKAC, and listen to all our great programming in crystal clear quality, day or night. It's just another way to serve our listeners from WKAC1080.com and 1080.
WKAC.
When your clothing needs to be professionally dry cleaned, take it to Classic Cleaners, now with three locations to serve you. Your clothes will be kept looking as good as new with their professional dry cleaning and laundry service. Classic Cleaners also offers same-day service Tuesday through Saturday. If your clothing has a tough stain, in most cases, Classic Cleaners can remove it without a trace. Bring your drapes, curtains, bedspreads, and comforters to Classic Cleaners. Classic Cleaners also offers wedding gown preservation and leather cleaning. Classic Cleaners, now with three locations. Highway 72 East in Lindsay Lane, open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 600 South Jefferson Street, open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Highway 72 West in Killen, open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs are available, so call right now. 800-257-2873. 800-257-2873. 800-257-2873. Call the Total Transformation. 800-257-2873.
Right now, Home Sweet Home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/start200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/start200.
I saved big money with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, so I finally bought that new set of golf clubs. Watch out, fairway. Here I come.
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big with Progressive, but your other expenses won't just disappear. Are those clubs going to help you when the hot water heater dies? Also, it sounds like your money is better spent on golf lessons.
Time to go shoot the course record.
No, but maybe time for a reality check. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Brothers Alton and Raven Delmore of Elkmont, Alabama were early country music pioneers that had a profound impact on the history of country music. I'm Debbie Delmore, Alton's youngest child. My father and uncle's talented songwriting, intricate harmonies, and complex guitar rhythms influenced their contemporaries as well as generations of country and bluegrass stars. The Delmore brothers began in the 1920s playing at local community events. By 1933, they became regulars on the Grand Ole Opry, quickly becoming one of the program's most popular acts. Over the course of their career, they wrote more than 1,000 songs, many of which were crossover hits. Few country music acts can rival their sophisticated chord arrangements and lovely melodies. The Delmore Brothers are members of the Nashville Songwriters, Alabama, and Country Music Halls of Fame.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
Got a question or comment for Tennessee Valley Spotlight? Give us a call at 232-6828 and share your thoughts during the show. Now, back with more of Tennessee Valley Spotlight on 1080 WKAC.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Allie Turner. I'm in the studio with Lisa Worthy Smith, the author of Unsung Heroes, which is about Vietnam War casualties and the facts that we forgot to remember. And it's, if you're just joining us, it's a really emotional topic for me because of someone who 50 years ago was anti-war protester. I tried to shut down the Cleveland County Courthouse in Cleveland, Ohio, and ended up on the news. And I mean, on it goes. I know. And so getting
you just
a chance
to say, bless your heart.
Yeah, it is definitely
done. I'm just picturing zip tie cuffs and alley cuff to a fence.
and here is the irony in demonstrations. You want to use certain things to help people stay calm. And guess what hymn we sang? Once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide. Yeah. Talk about a perversion of a really, really good hymn. Anyway, we've been talking about socialism. And before the break, I asked Lisa, okay, when you were, and this girl has done 10 pages of endnotes, so don't mess with her. She's done the work, okay? You can disagree, but at your own peril. No, I don't really mean that. She's done 10 pages of extensive deep dive stuff, and you discovered things that you had never seen before. One thing being, you just thought that Nazi was a word, that was a German word to describe a particular party, and you had no idea that it was actually the National Socialist Party. And so that had to have been a jaw-dropper. Would you say that another one was to see the consistency of how when socialism does try to take over, whoever the leader is begins to kind of be deified? Was that, connecting those dots, was that somewhat revelatory to you?
It absolutely became very clear during my study. It's easy to see Kim's.
Yeah, the dear leaders.
They are worshipped. I mean, yeah. They are demanded to be worshipped. In China, they are considered deity.
And in China as well as Korea, they are considered deity, or just in Korea? You found in China they're worshipped?
To an extent.
Holy guacamole, I had no idea.
And that was the goal of Hitler,
yeah,
and Stalin and Marx. They professed to be doing it for the people, mm-hmm, that they were the people's person, the people's representative, but they actually wanted the people to worship, to come to and to worship them, mm-hmm, so that they could be the Führer. When Adolf Hitler declared himself Führer, that's ultimate leader. That mm-hmm was telling the country that they no longer needed God, that he was the ultimate ruler, mm-hmm, that he decided everything that needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and Ho Chi Minh means enlightened one, is that correct? Is that the one that, I just thought that Ho Chi Minh was just like, you know, just kind of your basic Bob Smith kind of name. No.
No, he called himself Ho Chi Minh, which means enlightened one. In other words, you would look to him mm-hmm for instruction, mm-hmm, rather than, as Christians, we look to God and we look to his word.
So it's safe to say that really, really, when you boil it down, when you peel back the curtain, Toto comes and takes the curtain.
Don't look behind the curtain.
Yeah, don't look behind the curtain. And the great and terrible Oz is exposed for what he really is. Really, socialism is not a philosophy, and it's not a political persuasion. It really is a religion. It really is man taking the place of God, wanting to be in control, taking away your personal freedoms, deciding for you what you're going to do, rather than having personal responsibility. If you don't eat, work, you don't eat. You get to determine your own success. You don't have various ceilings put on you as to what you're able to do. And, you know, here's something. I think I told you this one time when we were talking about this stuff. When I somehow in my crazy demonstrator days, I still hung on to nonviolent resistance. And I had Black Panther friends that I would say, when you pick up the gun, you become the pig. Okay, so you can imagine how popular I was at my 5'1" and a half self. somehow in all of this, and I know now, looking back, it was because my hunger was for a relationship, a true relationship with Jesus. And while I understand the necessary violence of warfare, that's a completely different thing, although others would disagree with me, I understand that. But I had friends that I went to theological school with who had been involved in the SDS. I mean, we're talking like the big anti-Vietnam demonstration of 100,000 kids in D.C. They were there. And we came almost 50 years ago to the same theological school, and we were all recovering socialistas together, okay? But they had bought into the violent part of stuff. I had not. And I will never forget when Linda looked at me and she goes, "Oh yeah, peaceniks, we always put you in the front of the demonstration so that you would get beaten first. And you talk about having my idealistic bubble absolutely burst in that moment. Oh, my stars and garters." Yeah. And I was like, how can that be? And of course, socialism always tries to, the reason why they target you is because that's the season in your life and your development when you are idealistic and you are altruistic and you are trying to find your way. Very, very seductive stuff. So, yeah, socialism is not a philosophy. It is a religion. And I think that's the fastest way to get out of it.
And when I was in the process of writing the story, just chronologically writing the story, and I came to John Lennon and Yoko Ono and their bed-in and their decision.
I remember that, by the way.
To promote, just give peace a chance. This was the Woodstock era, mm-hmm. and all of the hippies, and we had been seeing the pictures of the casualties, mm-hmm. and the war zone. So when he just blurted out, "Let's just give peace a chance," and it caught on, and they did the song and the whole thing. But because I was studying it, you know, over the course of a few months rather than hearing it over the course of a few years, I saw that giving peace a chance meant we withdraw, mm-hmm. and just turn over everything to the communism, right. and allow all of those people to lose their freedom.
And their life. That was the other thing, is that when we finally came to our senses and left Saigon, we just thought it would be oh so peaceful. No, it was a complete bloodbath. That is where the term killing fields, that in Cambodia, that's where it came from. It was wanton.
Far more Vietnamese, South Vietnamese, died at the hands of the communists after the fall of Saigon. A quarter, yes. of a million died,
yes.
after that. And that's why the term Vietnamese boat people becomes familiar to us, because people were desperate to get out.
And did anything to get to a place to where they could have even a chance at freedom. And our friend Ton, I mean, that was the story, that their family, the decisions that they made were just like, I can't imagine. But that cry, and see, I saw it in Iraq. I saw people who endured unbelievable things under Saddam and never gave up on their quest. And that, I think the desire for freedom is something that is just in us. We're going to take one last quick break, and we're going to talk about the amazing people who are endorsing your book and what you're doing today here on Memorial Day for readers. And so we've got just a few minutes left. We'll be back in a couple. This is the Tennessee Valley Spotlight. This is Allie Turner in the studio with Lisa Worthy Smith, and we'll be back real quick.
If you've got a question or comment for WKAC, give us a call 24/7 on our listener line. That number is 256-434-1080. We'd like to hear your ideas, your likes, and, yes, your dislikes. Call the WKAC listener line at 256-434-1080 and leave us your message. If there's something we do that you enjoy, or if you've got a suggestion about something you think we can do better, call us anytime at 256-434-1080. The listener line, we're waiting to hear from you at 1080 WKAC.
Pros, keep those exterior maintenance projects going strong. Count on Lowe's for the items and supplies you need to get the job done. And now, take advantage of Memorial Day bulk savings on products like OSB, fence pickets, shingles, and more. We buy in bulk and pass those savings on to you. Shop today at lowesforpros.com. And don't forget, we're open at 6 a.m. so you can get started early and make the most of your day. Together, we can keep your business moving. Price and selection vary by market, U.S. only.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/start for details. That's homeadvisor.com/start.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
The 375,000 acres that make up the three ranger districts of Talladega National Forest were purchased by the federal government in 1936 as part of an effort to restore clear-cut timberlands and farmlands no longer capable of producing crops. The beautiful reserve includes the 102-mile Pinhoti National Trail System and Alabama's highest and second highest point, Mount Cheeha and Duggar Mountain.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
Give us your thoughts by calling 232-6828. We're back with more of Tennessee Valley Spotlight on WKAC.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Allie Turner. I've had the great joy and honor of having Lisa Worthy Smith, the author of Unsung Heroes, Vietnam War Casualties and the Facts We Forgot to Remember. Lisa, take us home. Tell us, first of all, about your endorsements. I'm so excited. As an author, I am so excited that you got the following people to endorse your book, and it's on the back. You can see it for yourself.
Well, of course, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North served in Vietnam, very well known for his patriotic stand afterward and his refusal to give in afterward. But I contacted him to let him know that I was writing this book about a specific group of Vietnam military who did not return. They didn't have the chance to become veterans. They died in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And I simply asked him if there was anything he would like to say to these families. And he wrote back, and I do have a quote from him. And the full quote is in the book. But I also did the same thing with Gary Sinise. Mm-hmm. While he did not serve in Vietnam, he had relatives who did.
Yes.
And, of course, he famously portrayed
Lieutenant
Dan in Forrest Gump. Mm-hmm. And he has taken on the great mission to minister to veterans,
yes,
particularly Vietnam veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have near a page and a half that he wrote back under the same circumstances.
Let me just take a second to read your back endorsements, because
okay,
they're beautiful. Here's what Ollie North said to Lisa, my friend. Bless you for remembering and honoring the unsung heroes from your county who made the ultimate sacrifice during the Vietnam War. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance, semper fidelis. And then Gary Sinise said, please know that your loved ones' service and your family's sacrifice for our great country will not be forgotten or be taken for granted. May God bless you and your loved ones, and may God continue to bless and watch over our America. Your grateful American pal, Gary Sinise.
So for all of you Vietnam veterans, I hope you take that to heart. I hope you understand that what you did was meaningful and was very important, although our country, I'm ashamed to say, did not recognize it at the time. I'm thankful that the tide has turned,
yes,
somewhat, at least. Even as we celebrate the homegoing of Ravi Zacharias,
mm-hmm,
I noted this week that he observed in his ministering around the country that socialism and communism and the enforced atheism there brought nothing but bad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But the enforced atheism and socialism going hand in hand, something we need to take a step back, look, and make sure we don't enter that.
And what Lisa is doing just for today is she is making her book available in the
Kindle
version on Amazon for 99 cents for today and today only. Lisa, thank you, girl. Thanks for coming. And may God bless and keep the United States of America. This is Allie Turner. This is the Tennessee Valley Spotlight, and we'll be back in a week.
The views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of the staff and management of WKAC.
You've been listening to Tennessee Valley Spotlight, brought to you by Witch Barbecue. If you missed any part of this show, you can listen to it on demand by going to WKAC1080.com and looking for the Tennessee Valley Spotlight link. Join us again next week for another Tennessee Valley Spotlight on 1080 WKAC.